Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Shviyos. We are in the fifth parak, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. May Masai Mutar Adam Likach Luf B'Motzi Shviyos. When is a person permitted to buy luf in the year following the Shemitah year? When the year follows the Shemitah year, so in that situation, we learned in the last couple of days. When can we be careful? When can we be sure that we don't have to worry that it's Shemitah produce? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyad. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it right away. You don't have to wait until after a period in time. You can pull it out of the ground where you have been storing it for an extended period, and you don't have to worry that people are going to walk around assuming that you dug it up during the seventh year and you put it into the storage. Why? Because as we learned yesterday, the utensils that you get to use to dig are not the greatest utensils. Well, Chachamim Omrim, Mishir Ba'achadash, the Chachamim say that you have to wait until it was Pesach following Shemitah. But before that, you have to assume that maybe it was Shemitah produce and that was not stuff that was buried under the ground, and you have to be suspicious that it's Peirush Shvius after Biur. Elu Kelim She'ena Uman Rashai L'mochan. The following utensils, the expert can't go ahead and sell b'shvius during the Shemitah year, because these kelim are going to be assumed to be utilized for a forbidden purpose, and only a forbidden purpose. And so selling them during Shemitah seems to suggest that you are encouraging somebody to be able to do something he's not allowed to do during the Shemitah year. So the first one is Machresh v'chol kelah, plow and all its accessories, and ha'ovam is Rabbi Adeker, and the yoke, the winnowing fork, and the plowshare. Those things are all utensils that are only used for in concert with a forbidden action. So those things are going to be also to sell during Shemitah. Ava molcheru mago yadu mago katsir v'agala v'chol kelah. You can sell a hand sickle, a reaping sickle, and a wagon, and all its utensils, because those things we can assume that selling them has a mutter purpose as well. And Zakal, that is the rule. Kol shemalachtum yuchedes laveira aser. If the utensil, the implement that you're selling, only is used for a forbidden purpose, then it's forbidden. But leisul lehater mutter. But if it's going to get sold for a purpose that is both potentially mutter, but also you could use it for a potentially usher, so we assume that the person's going to buy it for a mutter purpose, and therefore you're allowed to sell it during Shemitah. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.